You're about to hear an interview that we did with the mayor from Attleboro, Mayor Herreau, and his. It's about his terminally ill dog. This could be the most heartwarming story of 2018.
So sweet.
Yeah, and this is the headline from ABC News. So this went nationally, okay, Kennedy?
Yep.
Mayor with terminally ill dog captures hearts on cross-country road trip. I tried to give you the best life I could. Paul Herreau of Attleboro, Massachusetts, held his dog Mira for the first time when she was just 8 weeks old. He says, and I quote, "We looked at each other when she was in a crate. I was like, this is my little girl."
So sweet.
And she was terminally ill, decided to do a road trip. And so as we were prepping to bring him on the show, we started doing a little research and we found out a lot about the mayor.
Oh, he's a very learned man.
He is.
He has
many
two degrees from two separate Ivy League universities.
Wicked smart.
Yeah.
And he's
plus one over in England.
Also, I learned that he was single. He was single, and I knew this the whole time we were doing the interview. So here's the interview that we did with him, and then there is a very awkward moment with the mayor from Attleboro and Kennedy. This is the first part of the story of telling us what he did with his dog Mira. Where is it? I've lost it. Let's try here.
I went for a ride. That's the funny thing is that I just, you know, I took a vacation with her. I hadn't had a vacation for about 3 years and 3 months.
Oof.
And I was planning on going away to the Middle East for a vacation. And September 21st, she sort of had a near-death experience where she, her spleen ruptured and she was bleeding internally and she almost died from that. And then, you know, a week later, I found out she had cancer, so I called off my plans to the Middle East and decided to take a nice ride with her to Vancouver Island and, you know, stop at a bunch of sites along the way.
Now, why did you decide Vancouver Island?
That's where she was born.
Oh.
And so I went back to see her breeder, who I'd never met before in person, but who I kept in touch with over the last 10 years. And then just basically wanted to have a nice little ride with a girl. You know, dogs like to go for a ride, so I wanted to, you know, get away.
This is like a Forrest Gump ride, you know? You know, he went out for a run, and, you know, 2 years later, he stopped kind of thing.
Yeah, I went for a ride. It just happened to be 500 miles. Yeah, and I took the long way home. I drove through Los Angeles and across the Grand Canyon, and, yeah, that's pretty much it.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're talking to the mayor of Attleboro, Mayor Herreau. Yes, Kennedy.
So did she have other bucket list things that you guys wanted to do?
You know, she and I have a real special bond, a real attachment, and so she likes to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
That was what was enjoyable for her. You know, for me, I wanted to go see her breeder, and I also wanted to show her breeder what condition she is in, and, you know, in terms of, like, her temperament, her personality, the way she acts. But that's her condition right now, by the way, just the her health. You would never know there's anything wrong with her.
Wow.
You would not know there's anything wrong. She seems perfectly normal. She sees her energy and her excitement for every day is very high. But, you know, unfortunately, she has cancer that's going to eventually consume her.
When humans come back from epic road trips like this, they usually bore their friends with slideshows. Has she been doing that with other dogs in the neighborhood?
I posted pictures. Like I was saying, I thought I was just going for a ride, and everybody knows my dog because we walk in parades together. We go to schools together. I go to senior center with her. I bring her to City Hall with me. When I first ran for back in 2012, she knocked on doors with me.
Let me ask you this, Mayor. Are you single?
Yes, I am.
Because it's not like we know a woman who also loves animals and would do the same thing for her dog.
Stop.
You know.
I'm sorry, Mayor.
How far is the drive from Eastie to Attleboro, Salt?
I don't know.
It's not that bad, right?
It's doable.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I actually joke that I'm single by choice. It's just not my choice.
Okay, we have so much in common. It's
two
scary.
Peas in a pod. Hey, what are you guys doing? Grand Canyon next year. Let's do it.
Oh, my gosh. Mayor Herreau from Attleboro. I want you to meet my friend Kennedy.
Hi, nice to meet you.
And her dog, Elwood.
Elvis.
Oh, Elvis. Sorry, Elvis.
Elvis was the one before. Hi, sorry. I'm so embarrassed. I'm going to crawl under the table. Bye.
Mayor, thank you for coming on the show. I do have your cell phone number, and I might be sharing it with somebody on the show.
Very good. Yeah, so like I said, I just went for a ride with my dog. It's just funny how this has exploded. You know, yeah. I mean,
It's okay, really, honestly. We'll just move along.
It's okay, Mr. Mayor. Again, Mayor Hero from Attleboro. Thank you for coming on and sharing the story. If you haven't seen the story, we'll put it up on our Facebook page. Have a great day, Mayor.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, there he goes. Mayor Hero.
I am mortified. Can't.
From Attleboro.
You're next, Annie. Oh, wait, we already did that.
From the 617. Thanks, guys. I'm already crying. From Shannon, the 774. His little girl. I'm not crying. You're crying.
Such a good story.
It's a great story.
Yeah, you got to see the pictures of him, like in Yellowstone. Yeah. It is adorable. Did you friend him on Facebook?
No! I am mortified. Right, I'm just going to crawl
under the
desk.
Have you donated to his reelection campaign?
Stop.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.